Good morning, everybody. So what we've really been developing is the idea that the Rambam, certainly between the Minyan HaKatzar and the Sefer Mitzvot and the Mishneh Torah, has various iterations of the din of Inui on the Mitzvot Saseh side, V'nisim es nafsho seichem, and on the Lo Saseh side, Kichol Nevesh Asher Lo Suna, and we noted that there is an Onesh, but not necessarily Nazhara, and we export that from the world of Shvisas Melacha, which is already highly indicative and probably the most salient example of the transition that we see in the Sifrut HaRambam between conceptualizing the two different themes of the day as really part of one singular theme, Hilchos Shvisas Asur, Dehainu, start with the foundational Shvisa, which is not unique to Yom Kippur, but Shvisas Melacha V'Yom HaShabbos, and to a certain extent Yantif, that of course Shabbos is the more appropriate theme because there's no Heter Ochel Nefesh, and etc., as the Rambam took pains to say at the beginning of Mishneh Torah, that everything which is prohibited on Shabbos, midin malacha, midin masa, is also prohibited on Yom Kippur, and then expand from there to Shvisas, mazon, haguf, ikiyumo, and that's really a fascinating transition. We don't look at Inui really as independent, but a form of furthering the theme of the day, which is to cease and desist from everything that goes on the rest of the year, what I like to call the Achas Bashana theme. It's not, as you've heard from me before,
we begin this morning
there are 365 days a year, but as you've heard from me in the past, there are 364 days a year. Again, the expression being, it's not that 365 days a year, Yom Kippur being one of them, but 364 days, and then Yom Kippur. It's an Achas Bashana, there's Shvisa in the total and fullest sense of the term, min ha-melachos, min ha-masim, but also mimazon aguf v'kiyumo. Well, that is the impression that we have by this point in the Mishneh Torah. Now, one potential curveball that I'll hope to show is really not a curveball, but a disguised fastball. Kishem sheshvos melacha bo bayom bein bayat bein balayla, kach shvos le'inoy bein bayom bein balayla. As we know that kishem and kach in the Rambam, it's not also, but by the very same token, right, an extension of the same din. However, v'tzarech lahosif mechol al hakodesh b'chnisaso v'yitziaso, so there's a din of Tosefes. The Rambam, as the Magen Mishnah notes here, doesn't have a din of Tosefes d'araisa by Shabbos, by the other Yamim Tovim, which is very fascinating. If you look at the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Dav Tes, this is the base of the position, I would even say, of the majority of Rishonim, certainly the Bahag, but also the majority of Rishonim, that there's a din of Tosefes d'araisa by the other Mikrai Kodesh as well, but the Rambam reserved it for Yom Kippur, and we'll try to come back and to articulate what that's all about in a second. V'tzarech lahosif mechol hakodesh b'chnisaso v'yitziaso shenemar v'nisim es nafsho seichem b'tisha lachodesh ba'erev. So tisha, again, precedes erev here. So b'tisha lachodesh ba'erev, when it's still tisha, it's not quite, and we know the term erev, you know, the whole discussion of the Ramban, when it says v'shachtu osol kol kaladas Yisrael bein harbayim, what exactly is bein harbayim there? And so what is the definition of erev? Very important machlokas. The Ramban thinks that Erev can be nighttime. Erev can also mean that time between.
Okay.
So again, the Ramban says Erev can also mean the time between Shkia and Seis. So B'tisha lachodesh ba'erev, not Seis hakochavim ba'erev, but you know, towards the end of the day. Kilomer hischil atzum lisanos me'erev tisha samach lasir. Right, the Ramban quotes a din prati. It's a pasuk by Yom Kippur. It doesn't exist anywhere else. This is not a din in Shabbos. This is not a din in Yantiv. V'chein b'yitzia shoa b'inoy ma'at milel achadasar samach lasir shenemer me'erev v'yad erev tish b'tu shabaschem. So on the one hand, the raya is from a pasuk that deals with Shvisa. So you have to already buy into the idea that inoy is really a prat in the general klal of Shvisa. Otherwise, Tish B'tu Shavascham doesn't matter. But if you read the Rambam very carefully, and this is also noted, right, by the Magid Mishnah, right on the spot, Midev Rebbeinu Nira, Shein Tosefes, Dvar Torah, Elo B'inuay, Avalo B'asiyas HaMelacha, right, Lo B'Yom HaKippurim, Velo B'Shabbasos, right? If you read the Rambam very carefully, that din of Tosefes, of Yom Kippur spilling over to the day before and to the day after, that only applies to Inui, because what the Rambam actually says, V'nisim esnafshu seichem b'tisha lachodesh ba'erev, hischa latzum isanos, me'erev tisha samach latzir, v'chin b'yitzia shoa b'inui ma'ad, mile'al achadasar, and all of a sudden, l'chora, it's called Inui, and not Shvisa. It's proof from a pasuk of Shvisa, and that makes a great deal of sense, because that's the one area where Inui is not actually, from a temporal standpoint, overlapping with Shvisa. So now, does this sort of like, you know, undermine our entire mehalich? You know, is it a way of saying that, what are you talking about, that Inoy is really just an extension of Shvisa? We've made such, you know, pains to know that the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchot Shvisa Saser starts with Shvisa Smolacha, and then he builds up from there Mitzvah Sasei Acheres to the Shvisa Smazon Hagov Vikiyumo. Does it sort of undermine our entire approach? You could say that it really does, because after all, here, Inoy is really beginning independently of and before Shvisas Malacha. So one way of saying it is that, no, not really, right? But this is just a concession that the idea of Shvisas Malachas Yom HaKippurim is really not its own theme, but it's related to the general theme of Shvisas Shabbos and Shvisas Yomim Tovim in general, so you have to make a concession. So, you know, really, we'd want to start Yom Kippur before, but since it's modeled on Shabbos and Yantif, and they don't start before, it's sort of hemmed in by the parameters of Shvisas Malacha of Shabbos and Yantif, the Rambam L'shita. So if the Rambam happened to believe that there was a din of Shvisas Malacha that spilled over by Shabbos and Yantif, he would have been happy to start it early. So maybe it's just a concession to the fact that Shvisas Malacha on Yom Kippur is really deeply related to the broader theme of Shvisa on the Mikra Kodesh. That would be one way of looking at it, and I don't dismiss that at all. But there is another way of looking at it, which I think actually does great justice to all of the transitions that we saw in the Rambam. Remember, in the Rambam, the Sefer Mitzvos, Shvisa and Inoy are really two different themes. And if anything, Inoy was a dominant theme, because when the Rambam talked about Shvisas Malacha, he talked about that after, right, chronologically speaking, after he introduced the mitzvah of Inoy, and he says, Lishbos b'yom hatzom, the defining quality of the day, is really the theme of Inoy. And then by the time the Rambam got to Sefer Mitzvos, especially Kuf Samach Dalet, that's a transitional point. And then by the time you get to the Koseres and the Mishnah Torah, for sure, Shvisas Malacha is a dominant theme, and then Mitzvos Asei Acheres, right, we build off from there to Shvisas Mazon Hagof Kiyumo. So perhaps we might argue, you can't take a Shvud Daraisa of Nikita's Chefetz on this, but just a suggestion, perhaps we could argue that the Rambam's transitions are really a microcosm of the halachic transition per se. That's to say, initially when we encounter the din of Inoy, it's not in the framework of Shvisa. And it feels to us maybe like afflictions and maybe like Yisur in our Mechaper, so that, you know, we're Memayit es Aguf because we're trying to be Memarik es Havonos. But then the challenge for all of us is over the course of the day is to recognize that really the Inoy isn't Inoy per se, but it's actually a reflection of an opportunity to transcend this world. Really, you know, that we are all afforded this opportunity of reconceptualizing our own understanding of what the Inoy really is. So it starts out as Inoy, but then we come to appreciate, as we get more and more into Yom Kippur, that it's not really a way of us afflicting ourselves per se, but Hashem is liberating us mimazon haguf of ikiyumo. After all, we know that olam haba, you know, ein bo lo achila, velo shesia, velo sicha, velo tashmish hamita, velo nilas asanda. That's literally the way the Rambam in the Perashat Mishnayos in Sanhedrin and Hakdamat HaChelek describes olam haba, but it's also all of the, quote, inuyim of Yom Kippur. So by virtue of the fact that we have a body, we might actually physically experience these deprivations as a form of inuy, but it's really achas vashana, a way of us transcending, you know, the rest of the year and being able to focus Si'ir LaHashem, Lifnai V'Lifnim, for us to be able to penetrate all the way to Hashem and to be liberated for just one day of all the things. So again, it's really an opportunity for us to experience the unique properties of Achas Bashana and to transcend the limitations that we have the rest of the year in terms of Mazon Hagof Kiyumo, to focus on the ultimate, which is available here even in this world, which prepares us for the next world, which is, you know, Ladas es Hashem, and to really come Lifnai V'Lifnim. So again, it's a very subtle suggestion, but is it possible that the structure of the Rambam is meant to highlight that transition itself? First, it seems like Inoy is an independent din, because temporally, Inoy really comes first, but the challenge of Yom Kippur is to begin to understand that on this day, and then La'asid Lavo, you know, forever and ever, we're actually going to reconceptualize Inoy as the ultimate form of Shvisa, and Menuchas HaNefesh, Tzadikim Yoshvin, Atroseihen Birosheihen, Nanin Miziva Shchina, not encumbered by Guf Vikiyumo, Achila Shesia, Tashmish Hamita, Nila Sasandal Vesicha. It's really an opportunity to extricate ourselves from that process. So again, Inoy comes first, but then once you have the corresponding mitzvah of Shvisa, and again, the Losase of Shvisa, we're able to redefine Inoy. Veharaya, of course, what do we say? The Azhara of Inoy actually really emerges from the world of Shvisa itself, b'mahuso, fundamentally, it really is a full din of shvisa, hilchos, shvisas asor. Yom Kippur is achas bashana, both in the sense that it's completely distinct from the rest of the year, but it's equally achas bashana in terms of the themes of the Yom Kippur, which appear to be distinct and disparate and divergent, are in fact holistic and unified. There is only one din on Yom Kippur, hilchos shvisas asor, shvisa mimalacha, shvisas mazon hagof v'kiyumo.